poll, 51% of independents say Joe Biden's economy is very bad. By Wendell Hasebo on September 21, 2022. 51% of independents say President Joe Biden's economy is very bad, while 2% of independents said it is very good, a Wednesday Civics poll revealed. The Civics poll averaged 759,856 responses tracked between January 15, 2015, September 20, 2020. The Civics tracking model captures the shifts in attitudes of various groups over time across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. These changes can happen either rapidly or over time. Overall, the survey showed only 20% said Biden's economy is very good to fairly good, while 77% said it was very bad to fairly bad. 4% were unsure. Only 16% of independents said the direction of Biden's America is on the right track. 65% it is getting worse. 15% said it is about the same. In the last year, more than 2 million migrants have been encountered at the southern border. Fentanyl has become the greatest killer among 18 to 45-year-olds. Inflation has soared to a 40-year high. Gas prices have increased to all-time record highs. Weekly wages have shrunk. Supply chain woes have persisted. And the deadly Afghan withdrawal deeply embarrassed the nation. Among independents, Civics found only 28% approve of Biden. 61% disapprove. In every single state, Biden's approval is underwater among independents, including 27-62%, Georgia, 28-59%, Michigan, 23-69%, Nevada, 26-65%, Pennsylvania, 31-59%, and Wisconsin, 32-59%. Biden's terrible polling in swing states among independents does not bode well for the Democrats' hopes of retaining control of the Senate and House. Presidential approval ratings in swing states are bellwethers for future elections. It still remains likely Republicans win back the House, but the Senate is more of a toss-up. Races in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Nevada have tightened within the margin of error. In Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Republican candidates still hold leads. But in Arizona, Trump-endorsed Blake Masters is well behind in the polls against Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz. Senator Mitch McConnell's, RKY, directed Super PAC on Tuesday canceled $9.6 million in support of Masters. The fund has instead sent the money to New Hampshire, Georgia, and Nevada. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.